Good afternoon. A wave of low pressure moving in from the Appalachians will produce clouds and showers for a good chunk of the rest of the day into the evening drive. We'll also have areas of fog outside, and it will be mild, though, relatively speaking, with temperatures mainly in the middle and upper 40s. More clouds and scattered showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle, but it stays above freezing again across the region with lows mainly in the 30s. For tomorrow, the storm system will pull out. We'll get a gusty west-northwest breeze behind it. As a result, a bit cooler, but still in the lower 40s. And some leftover moisture will be wrung out by an upper-level disturbance pivoting through in the form of a few scattered rain or snow showers, with the snow showers reserved mainly for the higher terrain. We'll continue the drying trend into Friday with high pressure building in. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, highs back into the lower to mid-40s. A big ridge of high pressure will once again build in for the upcoming weekend. This will produce a bunch of sunshine and even milder air. Saturday, sunny in the upper 40s and mostly sunny on Sunday with highs around 50. The next disturbance not expected to arrive until the middle of next week, so it'll stay dry on Monday, a little bit cooler back into the mid-40s with a chance of showers on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread rain is in the forecast again for the eastern third of the country. Periods of locally heavy rain will be possible along a wave of low pressure moving up the Appalachian mountain chain. Heavier rain along the Appalachians could produce flash flooding, and flood watches have been issued. Meanwhile, it'll again be unsettled for the northwestern states. Winter weather advisories, even an ice storm warning, and high wind watches are in effect from northwestern California to north-central Washington. A robust system will make landfall by late this evening and move inland tomorrow. Locally heavy precipitation will likely occur along the coastal ranges of Washington, Oregon, and northern California. Snow will spread into the northern Rockies by tomorrow and into portions of the central Rockies and Great Basin by Friday. Multi-day snow total accumulations, particularly for the Cascades, could be as much as 1 to 2 feet. Amounts of 2 to 6 inches, though, will be more common for the lower elevations across the region. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Naples and MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, both in Florida, to a low of 16 below zero at Lamar Ranger Station, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy with showers in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with a few showers and highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 27. The record high, 66, set in 1998, and the record low, 2 below zero, in 1875. Sunrise this morning at 7:07 a.m., sunset this evening 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with rain today, also areas of fog with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today, also areas of fog with highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle, lows around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today, also areas of fog and highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, fog and drizzle as well, with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain today, also areas of fog and highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, areas of fog and drizzle, with lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain today, also areas of fog with highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, a few rain and snow showers, lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-40s Friday. Sunny and milder upper 40s Saturday. Mostly sunny near 50 on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds mid-40s Monday, and a chance of showers Tuesday with highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.